Hello and welcome to Feasting on the Word for this week, the last full week in January, today being January the 25th, 2022. This ancient discipline is a way that we center ourselves on God's Word. We simply listen to that Word and for what it speaks, how it speaks into our lives or how it nourishes our life. So this is likened to feasting in the sense of the repetition of this short passage of Scripture is like taking a bite of it and then savoring its flavor and then allowing that flavor to come and live in us and to feed us spiritually, mentally, and our lives more fully. The passages are kept intentionally short so that we are not overwhelmed by them. And there is a period of silence that follows each of the readings. That period of silence ranges from a minute following the first and second reading, and then a longer period of silence following the third reading as an opportunity for us to turn to God in prayer. I can find it helpful sometimes to have something to write with and something to write on nearby so that I can write down my impressions as I hear that scripture through the first few times. And then the discipline concludes with the final reading. So let us get into our discipline this week of feasting on God's Word from Psalm 119, verses 161 through 168. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word like one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you for your righteous ordinances. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and I fulfill your commands. My soul keeps your decrees. I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and decrees, for all my ways are before you. Our second reading of Psalm 119, verses 161 through 168 from The Message. I've been slandered unmercifully by the politicians, but my awe at your words keeps me stable. I'm ecstatic over what you say, like one who strikes it rich. I hate lies, can't stand them, but I love what you have revealed. Seven times each day I stop and shout praises for the way you keep everything running right. For those who love what you reveal, everything fits. No stumbling around in the dark for them. I wait expectantly for your salvation. God, I do what you tell me. My soul guards and keeps all your instructions. Oh, how much I love them. I follow your directions, abide by your counsel. My life's an open book before you. Our third reading of Psalm 119, verses 161 through 168 from the Living Bible. Just a reminder, the longer period of silence follows this reading. Great men have persecuted me, though they have no reason to, but I stand in awe of only your words. I rejoice in your laws like one who finds a great treasure. How I hate all falsehood, but how I love your laws. I will praise you 7 times a day because of your wonderful laws. Those who love your laws have great peace of heart and mind and do not stumble. I long for your salvation, Lord, and so I have obeyed your laws. I have looked for your commandments, and I love them very much. Yes, I have searched for them. You know this because everything I do is known to you. Our fourth and final reading of Psalm 119, verses 161 through 168 from the New International Version. Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word. I rejoice in your promise like one who finds great spoil. I hate and detest falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. I wait for your salvation, Lord, and I follow your commands. I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. I obey your precepts and your statutes, for all my ways are known to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.